What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding that community is everywhere.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about decriminalizing immigrants. This is the part two from...
difficulties of becoming a U.S. citizen.
Exactly.
Foul ball on that setup. It's like you throw an alley-oop and you can't quite deck it, so you do the layup.
It still went in. We're golden. 2 points is 2 points.
Exactly. So basically, yeah, we're decriminalizing immigrants. If you have never tuned into The Positive Truth, thank you for tuning in. We're an uplifting and positive news podcast based out of Oklahoma City. Every Monday and Wednesday, we do an uplifting and encouraging news episode where we talk about nothing but positive news that you're probably not hearing through your media outlet. We do those audio only on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. On Friday, we do an audio visual where you can check out Tim's pretty face. And we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Last Friday, we talked about difficulties of becoming a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. And in part two, we're going to talk about how you personally can change it for the better. And we feel you can do that by decriminalizing immigrants. Why is this topic an issue, Tim?
Not too sure, JP. You tell me why for a second.
I mean, because our immigration policy in America is frequently shaped more by fear and stereotype than by, you know, empirical evidence.
Say it again once more time, JP.
Unfortunately, in our country, in the United States of America, our policy is more shaped by fear and stereotype than actual empirical evidence. As a result, immigrants have been, criminalized. They've been ascribed as like, we've had all these ever-changing laws and immigration enforcement mechanisms that have basically, like, we don't even need them. Because immigrants are less likely than Americans to commit crimes, but I don't want to skip ahead.
Exactly.
Put differently, like, immigrants are being defined more and more as threats. Whole new classes of felonies have been created that only apply to immigrants. Deportation has become a punishment for even minor offenses. Policies aimed at trying to end unauthorized immigration have been more punitive rather than rational and practical. Immigrants are basically being criminalized.
Man, you know what's funny? Figures from the Justice Department show that 5% of inmates that are in state or federal prison are non-citizens. So what does that mean to the other 95% are, JP?
American citizens.
Oh, okay, just making sure. Keep it going, JP. I'm with it.
So immigrants are less likely to be criminals than the native born. Higher immigration is associated with, check this out, Tim, lower crime rates.
JP, I was on one leg. You were trying to knock me down, man.
I was like,
what's going on right now?
Anyway, higher immigration is associated with lower crime rates. From 1990 to 2013, the foreign-born share of the U.S. population grew from 7.9% to 13%, and the number of unauthorized, undocumented immigrants grew from 3.5 million to 11.2 million. Mm. And we want to know what happened with crime?
I think I can guess, but I'm going to go ahead and let you state that fact.
Oh, it just had a 48% drop.
Oh. So wait, what are you trying to tell me, JP?
Oh, from the FBI, they reported that. Is that a decent source?
Nah.
Okay.
Man, so you're telling me that...
All crime, aggregated assault, robbery, rape,
Why are you... What was that? Rape? No, JP.
Because there was a...
My bad. I forgot this is a post world. Let me leave that blank there. You guys figure it out.
Property crime dropped 41% and declining rates of motor vehicle theft, robbery, and burglary. So we've had a massive increase of first generation immigrants and crime has dropped at the exact same time. But you would never know that if you look at our policies in America.
Exactly. Those policies are actually creating fear, JP.
Yeah.
It's It's kind of sad, but it is what it is. That's why we're here, JB, because the positive truth is about bringing you facts, right? We're about here. We're lowering fear. That's all we're doing. We're bringing you facts to lower your fear. So what we're talking about is immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than Americans, hands down. We know this now, right, JP?
Oh, yeah.
I have some stats. I mean, 1.6 immigrant males from 18 to 39 are incarcerated compared to 3.3% of native-born Americans. So people that are born here are more likely to go to jail as well. Why is there a stigma, though? Why is there a stigma, JP?
I think we should get to that later.
Later? I'm with it. Let's keep it going.
So some more facts. Immigrants are less likely, like Tim just said, the native-born to be behind bars. Tim already just kicked out the stats for you. But they're also less likely to engage in criminal behavior. So actually, Nimrod, let's roll that back. I think I know why. Because there's this idea of like immigrants are taking our jobs. They're not from our culture, so they're obviously like American in general, like we call the Native Americans savages. So if you're not a part of white culture, you're not assimilated good enough, so you've got to be violent and stupid. Like America has that way of just being treating different people that way.
See, I was looking for this answer before. I'm glad you thought about it, low key.
But that's probably a couple of the reasons why.
I hear that.
But we have more than a century of evidence that confirms two simple truths, powerful truths, that the higher the immigration, the lower the crime. Why do you think that is, Tim?
Because people that are immigrants, they're not coming here to wreak havoc like a lot of people think. They're literally here trying to better their lives. They're literally here trying to provide an education for their children, because where they're from, they may not have the opportunity to get an education there like they can here in the United States. They may not have the opportunity to get a job there like they can here, because at the end of the day, they're not getting an engineering degree to go take your job at the supermarket. Like, they're getting an engineering degree so they can take a job that nobody else wants. They're working as janitors, they're working as
landscapers,
they're
dishwashers,
they're creating their own businesses. Matter of fact, immigrants they make our economy afloat. Like, we have more money in our economy because of immigrants. They're creating more jobs, they're creating more revenue. Like, people have to understand there's more benefits than there is harm.
I mean, we live in Oklahoma.
Indeed.
This podcast is based in Oklahoma, just in case it's the first time you're hearing this. How many people are like, I hate Oklahoma, I wanna move? How many times have you heard that?
Man, I've heard that. Oof, I had a nickel. Probably be a billionaire. Everybody I know in Oklahoma has probably said that.
Yeah. And how many people you know have actually done it? Very few, right?
Yeah, very.
Because it's hard to pack up and leave your family, go somewhere where you don't know anyone, and just move like from here to California. It's expensive, it's hard, and you have to definitely take a step down to do that. Imagine doing that from coming from another country and doing that.
And they don't even speak the same language. Like, we can't move to California and they speak English in California. We're talking about people from Mexico, people from India, people from all over the place. They don't speak the same language there that they do here. So it's even harder for them.
I mean, they're basically economic risk takers. They're leaving their homes, their families, they're delaying gratification to better themselves. There is no incentive for them to come over here and commit crimes. You wouldn't come over here if you wanted to commit crimes. You're going to do whatever possible to get to better yourself and your family. We grew up on the south side of Oklahoma City. How many times do you know people like every Friday sending money back somewhere else?
All the time, man. You go to any Walmart on the south side of Oklahoma City, you're gonna see a line at any Walmart trying to send money somewhere. And
a lot of people don't like that because it's American money, it should be American jobs. We don't want those jobs they're doing. I don't want to work in the kitchen staff in a restaurant.
Exactly. And then think about how many
times.
And getting
paid like not enough.
Exactly.
I don't want to work in a meat processing plant. I don't want to work in pesticides in the field somewhere. I don't want to do landscaping. It's hot. Like, I don't want to do that. And then they get jobs which generally are like engineering degrees, like you just said, other Americans don't want to do.
JP, so not too long ago in Oklahoma, they had a day without immigrants. So all the every Hispanic person that I knew pretty much was sending out group messages on Facebook, text messages, do not go to work. We have to show America what it's like without an immigrant. JP, it was
everything shut down.
JP, it was a Tuesday. What's Tuesdays?
Taco Tuesday?
Exactly. On the south side of Oklahoma City, not one taco truck was open. Not one. Changed my life perspective. Trust me, my wife's Mexican, her parents are immigrants. Like, I'm all about, you know, immigrants. But whenever taco trucks were closed, like, America, we have to change. We have to change now, because I want a taco, I want a Tuesday without eating some tacos, man. I love tacos. That's like your pizza. Like, I've pinned every taco truck probably on the south side of Oklahoma City. And a day without immigrants, I'm happy. I'm happy with a day with immigrants. I'm happy with my life with immigrants. A day without immigrants ruined my day. My whole entire day. And I had no idea it would even be like that.
How many other jobs were affected by this?
Man, think about all the restaurants. There was restaurants that had nobody in the back. Nobody in the... Actually...
Whole restaurants. McDonald's, no one.
One of the McDonald's, they actually had to borrow employees from a different restaurant. I was reading an article in the newspaper, actually, that they had to borrow employees from a different restaurant because their employees didn't come into work that day.
So basically, we can't get any of our necessities in life if these immigrants aren't busting their butt?
Exactly. Man, I wish I can remember the city, but they, ICE came through, took some people back to, took them actually to Mexico, and their economy actually went down because people started moving away from that city. I think you have that in your notes, JP, do you?
Postville, Iowa.
Oh, go ahead and talk about it, JP, yes.
So, Tim's talking about work site raids,
mm-hmm.
where businesses employing unauthorized immigrants are basically, there's a raid and they take all their immigrants away. In May 12, 2008, 389 workers were arrested in an immigration raid at Postville's basically it's a meatpacking plant.
Right.
Do you want to work in a meatpacking plant?
No,
do you know what goes on in a meatpacking plant?
Yeah, man.
There's no one that wants to work at a meatpacking plant.
Only if you have to.
It was 389 people there. After that, 1 year after the raid, they lost 40% of their pre-raid population. Their economy was in shambles, and their city government was on the brink of financial collapse because they needed the meatpacking plant to provide, basically, it was giving money to the community because they had all the people there, so they go to their grocery stores, they go to the locally owned restaurants. Now you lose 40% of the population. The meatpacking plant isn't making any money, so now there's no money in the population. So everything else just fell apart.
Right. See, this is what
I got something worse.
Oh.
Worse.
I don't know how it can get worse than that, JP.
In November 2013, NPR reported that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, your homies at ICE, has been instructed by Congress since 2009 to fill 34,000 beds in detention facilities across the country with immigrant detainees every single day. They're required to have 34,000 immigrants in prison every single day in America. This is still going on. Can you imagine if our government was like, hey, we need 60,000 Oklahomans in jail. We require that. You think that would be a problem? You think we'd be okay with that?
We're definitely not okay with that, and it definitely is a problem. This is why we need more people to talk about it, JP.
I mean, that has nothing to do with fighting crime or protecting the public.
At all, whatsoever.
It's not even justice. It's like the double standard of justice. It's like you talking about, like, I hate liars, and then you start lying to your, like, immediately afterwards. It's like,
It hurts, man.
You got keep going, Tim.
Man, we're still talking. We're on facts, or what are we going to, JP? Let's change it up, man. Then we got a lot of nasty facts. Let's bring some positivity to
it. Bring some positivity, Tim.
Man, so we all know that immigrants, they benefit our economy. So let's talk about how we can make it better.
Okay, yes.
Let's definitely talk about that. So my first thing we're going to talk about is act. Decent people must take action. If we don't, hate will persist. It's pretty much like this. If you see somebody, again, talking negative about immigrants, stop them right then and there. Most people are looking for an audience. They're looking for people to be like, hey, that's funny. I'm gonna laugh at that immigrant joke. Don't laugh at it. Tell somebody, it's not that funny, man. Those are real people with real issues.
I'm laughing at the fact you said immigrant joke. That is so true.
But you hear me though. So my first step is act. So I challenge everybody out there, if you hear somebody, I know you're gonna hear somebody say something about any type of immigrant. Make sure you stop them in their tracks. Make sure you let them know, like, the criminals, it's not them.
Also, can we say, like, immigrants are not just Mexicans?
Oh, please.
Like, there are whole other countries in the world. This is a place called Africa. It's a continent, and there's more than one different type of, like, African person.
Like, very true.
You're not just, like, not all of Africa is skinny Ethiopians you see on TV. They have whole cities of cultured people that come here for education and other reasons. Mm-hmm. Puerto Ricans are not Mexicans.
Man, thank you, JP. I appreciate that. Puerto Ricans are not Mexicans.
Not every Asian person is Chinese.
There we go, JP.
If you can't spot the place on a map, if you can't find Vietnam on a map, you probably should not be making the assumption about every single Asian. Or, like, just because you can spot China on the map doesn't mean you know anything about where the Philippines are. And that doesn't mean they're exact same kind of people because they're both from Asia. Asia's a large place.
I hear you.
There are immigrants from, you know, Canada, from Europe. And you know what? Like, they're all being stereotyped into this. It's not just the brown ones. It's everyone. They're all suffering by this. They all have to go through all the hoops we talked about last podcast. Like, this isn't just Mexican rapists that aren't even happening. Like,
I love it. The quotes.
Man, continue, Ten.
I'm continuing, man. My next step is unite. Call your friends, get all the leaders from the circles that you have. I know we all got a tight group that you hang out with, and then you got another group of friends here, and then another guy from that group of friends. Talk to everybody. Figure out a way you can stop this problem, because people are obviously have the wrong assumptions. So let's educate ourselves. Let's bring up the discussion. A lot of people, we shouldn't talk about, you know, religion and politics, man. Talk about everything. Talk about everything. And this is something that we definitely should talk about.
It's kind of like how your job doesn't want you talking about your wages with the other employees. That way they can discriminate the wages they pay to each person.
Exactly. That's exactly why we have to talk about it amongst ourselves. Talk about it with your peers. At the end of the day, if you're not talking about it and not talking about a way to fix this problem, you're not really doing much.
Best way to, episode one, best way to fix the problem, go ahead and vote.
Man, well, another one I have is support. So help those that need it now. There's a lot of people out there that are getting, you know, treated terribly because Mexican rapist, or, oh, you're not legal? Yeah, you can't be friends. Like,
or you're lazy, you're not working hard.
Exactly. You know, let's help those and support those that need help, because there's a lot of people, maybe that if you're in high school right now, if you're in college right now, you may see somebody sitting alone because people don't want to talk to them because they look different or they're from a different country and they're not really... You're not like me. I don't want to be like you. You know, I don't want to talk to you.
You're making fun of them because they have a different accent than you and they're from a different country.
Exactly, man.
You're bullying them.
We got to quit doing that. We had a bullying episode not too long ago, didn't we, JP? we definitely did. So, I mean, support those that need it now. You're gonna find people out there that need help. Don't be scared to go out there and reach out to somebody, because just by saying hello might help them out tremendously. By giving them a smile might help them out so much. Hell, it might help them stop from dropping out from school or something. That's definitely the truth. Also, another one I have is educate yourself. Being informed of facts is the only way to actually know the truth. You can't just go on hearsay. I know we're talking a lot. I know we're spitting a lot of facts that we've researched, but if you, again, don't believe us, look it up. You have a smartphone in your pocket. Like, truthfully, Google some stuff. What, you got any, JP? I got more, but.
I mean, I was just gonna say, like, in general, like, during the Obama administration, like, deportations exceeded the 2 million mark. We're spending billions of dollars each year trying to protect our borders while hundreds of migrants die in the deserts, the mountains in the Southwest trying to get here. And then when they get here, we're branding them criminals based on basically no evidence at all. In general, the whole system's broken. It doesn't matter if you're liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. Like, we all in general need to focus on this issue and how to get it for the better for everyone. And in the meantime, our policy should be based on facts, not just emotions.
Exactly.
And the fact is, the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals in any meaningful sense of the word. and the bulk of our immigration enforcement is in this country is not devoted to capturing the worst of the worst. Rather, it's going to like secure communities and just getting detention and deportation machine, just tracking down anyone they can find and just getting them out of here. It's just not fair, especially when we need them, like we've already talked about. So not only is it difficult to become a U.S. citizen, you have to deal with all this. You have to deal with being criminalized while you're here.
Man, it's tough. I hope people watched the last episode and you guys also watched this one, obviously. You're listening now, but think about that. Not only is it hard to become legal or hard to have a visa, it's hard to live here.
Because you're branded a criminal the second you get here, and if you get a speeding ticket, you might get out of here. Because we have a system in place where it's like, we gotta keep 34,000 people in jail. We've had, like, you remember what happened in Arizona where they put the immigration in the police officer's hands?
Right.
Like, if they look Mexican, you can ask them, like, oh, let me see you.
Yeah, trust me, I rode a Greyhound to California in 1 year. It's like 19. Stopped everybody, immigration officers. Can I see your ID? Can I see your paperwork? Can I see your ID? Everybody, myself, a Hispanic lady that was sitting right next to me. I mean, it was so ridiculous. Like, it upset me so much because I know they weren't coming after me. They were coming after the Hispanic lady sitting right next to me because it's Arizona and it was at that time. You know, it was all over the place. Just, it was annoying and it's frustrating to be.
And then here's the thing, it's kind of like stop and frisk in New York.
Yeah, it's terrible. That was the most ridiculous thing ever. Like, reading about it, I didn't even know about it at the time when it was going on. I learned about it recently, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, this cannot be legal.
Because when it's one of those things where, like, and if justice isn't happening to you, if you're the white male, white female, where it's not happening to you, it's kind of like, oh, well, they're just enforcing our borders. When you're the person getting called out, when you're a person walking down the street, like, hey, let me pat you down real quick, just because of your skin color, like, you're basically getting dropped to pedestal as a person. Like, you don't even feel like equal.
You don't, and that's like the worst feeling in the world, to not feel equal.
And then all of a sudden you're being stereotyped as a criminal or as an undocumented illegal person. And that's just not going to help with any kind of relations at all. It's gonna make you feel worse, it's gonna make you feel like less than a person. Like, thanks for thinking I'm a criminal, police.
That's tough. It's not hard to be an immigrant here in the United States. I mean, the
it
best...
Is hard?
No, it's... I mean, it's not hard. Wow. It's very hard. It's very, very difficult to be an immigrant here in the United States. And at the end of the day, man, what we're trying to do is just educate you guys, and hopefully you guys can stand up for the immigrants around you, and we can unite, because we need to get this negative stigma from them and start putting it towards things that are actually happening. Start putting it towards things like heart disease. Like, let's transfer our energy from the hate towards immigrants and transfer it towards something that's actually gonna do something for the world, like going green and figuring out medicines that's actually gonna help us versus getting us addicted to it. I mean, there's so many things we could do. There's so many topics we can discuss about that I'm not gonna get into, but you guys get the gist of it. I know you do.
Can I give you one more depressing stat?
Yeah, JB.
You know what a secure community is, right?
Yeah.
You wanna tell the people?
A secure community. Community that's pretty much gated. You got a security guard and all that good stuff.
No, secure communities, I'm in flight.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a neighborhood, man. I'm thinking like, man, I can drive down the street probably and find a secure community.
So basically it's a community where the law enforcement, they don't ask people, like, if you can live in this community and they know, like, you're an undocumented worker, they don't get rid of you.
Okay.
It's like a safe state. Well, ICE detainees from secure communities and non-secure ones, they detain 1 million people during a 50-month period from 2008 to 2012. 77% of the people deported had no criminal record at the time. 22.6% had just like the smallest of criminal record, and only 8.6% had charges that were a level one offense. So 75% of the people we deported from 2008 to 2012 had no criminal record. But they're criminals.
You guys can figure it out for yourselves.
So, I mean, this is just like in general, this is a really long topic. We can keep on going forever. We can keep on doing these depressing stats, but we're trying to raise awareness to tell you the difficulties of being just an immigrant in America. From last episode to this episode, you're a criminal and you gotta jump through every hoop possible once you're here to become a citizen, and you got to pay for it. It's just not easy. There's no getting in line for it. It's not just learning the language and just doing a test. All kinds of difficulty things that come with it. And that's what we're here for, raising awareness, less fear of immigrants.
Indeed.
Do you have a positive quote for us, Tim?
Indeed. We are no longer able to change a situation. We are When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Viktor Frankl.
We can't change the situation right now, but we can challenge ourselves to change how we think about it so it can be changed later on.
Well said.
Nice quote, Tim.
Well said. Well, make sure you guys are following us on Facebook at The Positive True Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, also on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
We're going to be there Monday with that uplifting positive news.
Yes, sir.
Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.